Off the Ball, GAA.
I still make Limerick favourites to win the All-Ireland when it comes to the middle of July, but ultimately, from what we've seen so far, they're definitely teams that can challenge.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we preview tonight's League of Ireland action. Troy Parrott on his match-winning intervention for AZ against Tottenham. And Newcastle's injury crisis deepens. But first today, Off the Ball's at the RSC tonight for the League of Ireland Premier Division meeting of Waterford and Bohemians. Both clubs' managers go up against their former clubs, with Keith Long having had the upper hand over Alan Reynolds last season. Early leaders Waterford took 10 points of a possible 12 from Bowes in 2024, but Long told WLR that counts for nothing tonight.
Last season is immaterial. Like I keep saying back, you can't look back. It's all about now. It's all about what we do next and what's important for us. And the focus is on performance tomorrow night. We need to be better in certain aspects of our play, and we need to be certainly better than when we played Bohemians in pre-seasons.
Live and exclusive commentary of Waterford against Bohemians is live on tonight's OTB Sports Radio, which you can access by downloading the Off the Ball app now. Shamrock Rovers welcome Stephen Kenny's St. Pat's to Talla Stadium tonight for a massive Dublin derby. Rovers are without a win in their first three league games, and their manager Stephen Bradley spoke to Nathan this week about their sluggish start to the new campaign.
You've had slow starts before, and last season couldn't quite get it back. The season before you did, and you went on to be champions. So you know how to deal with this sort of scenario. Do you have to talk to the players to remind them that they know how to deal with this scenario?
Not so much the players that have been here. It's more the younger players that come up from the academy, and then the young players that we brought in from outside that haven't been around it the last few years. So you've got to make them understand that trust what we do, trust the process. What we're doing is good. We need to keep improving, and we will. But it's about being nice and calm and believing in what we do.
I was asking after the Shells game about the striker situation, and you were saying, you know, generally you've always got goals from everyone. Looking back, I think it was 2022, Graham Burke was your top scorer in the league with 11. Is that something that you're focusing on with the midfielders and the more creative players, that actually you're going to need quite a bit from them in terms of goal return this year?
No, I think, like I said, you look back at the stats, this isn't an opinion. We've always shared the goals around the team. Last year we got spoiled with Johnny. We haven't had that since Gary Twiggett, this club. And we've always based our game around the goals being shared throughout the team, whether that's centre-backs and set players, wing-backs getting in, tens, midfielders, obviously centre-forward. But there's so much more to us than relying on a centre-forward. We've never been that team, and we never will be that team.
There's lots more from that Stephen Bradley interview, including his relationship with the FAI, which you can hear elsewhere in the OTB football feed. Saints captain Joe Redmond told Jamie Moore what they're expecting from Rovers tonight.
We're expecting them to be physical. This is their first home game. They're going to be full of energy. I'm sure they'll have a great crowd up there. Look, they're a top team, and it's only four games in. If you're looking at the table, they're obviously down there, but that's no reflection on the squad that they have, so you've got to prepare as best as you can and put on a really good performance to get a result up there.
And in terms of St. Pat's, finally, Joe, back-to-back wins, as you mentioned, the weekend just gone, the dramatic 4-3 against Sligo, and then the 2-0 against Derry on Monday, a clean sheet as well. Aidan Keane flying, the team playing really well, exciting attacking football too, so that'll give you guys a good boost heading into these two derbies before the little international break.
Yeah, definitely. I think Friday and Monday were two very different games. Friday was very, very end-to-end, and we conceded a few soft goals, and then Monday was more of a controlled game for us. And yeah, we are playing very well, and there's a lot of good performers in there from the whole squad. So yeah, it's been a positive start, but look, you've got to go up to Talla on Friday and put together a great performance if you want to get a result.
Shelburne boss Damien Duff says they'll give Sean Gannon every chance to be fit for tonight's visit of Drogheda United to a sold-out Talca Park. The experienced fullback missed their draw with Galway with a calf injury. Sam Bone could also return, while Ryan Tullock is back following illness. Drogheda remain without the injured quartet of Alicia Ahui, Paul Doyle, Douglas James Taylor and Josh Thomas. Derry boss Tiernan Lynch believes their luck will turn after a run of three defeats in four games. The Candy Stripes will be without Carl Winchester tonight as he starts his two-game ban Well, Ronan Boyce is also expected to miss out. And having shocked Shamrock Rovers on Monday night, Sligo Rovers make the trip to Cork City tonight. And Sligo's Reese Hutchinson told Jess Farry they hope the Shamrock Rovers result is the start of better things for the Bitter Red.
Yeah, it's massive. We want to go back to back now, though. We're focusing on Cork straight away. We're leaving that game behind us. We know what we can do when we're fully at it. And I feel like if we go down to Cork and play the same way as we did, on the front foot, aggressive from the start, and then we'll always create chances, and if we're solid at the back, we know we can win games.
Yeah, as you said, you go to Cork tomorrow evening to take on Cork City in Turner's Cross. It's a long trip, obviously, and Cork have had a decent start to the season as well. It will be a tough game.
Yeah, of course, it always is when we go down there. We've played Cork a few times before in my first season as well. But no, they have a good crowd and they've got some good players. But if we fully focus on ourselves, I feel like we've got better players individually. So if we click tomorrow, then we'll get a good result.
Ahead of tonight's visit of Longford Town in the First Division, Cove Ramblers have confirmed the signing of former Ireland under-19 striker George Nunn. The former Chelsea and Derby player had most recently been in Iceland with HK Kopavogs. The top two meet at Oriel Park, where Dundalk have a 100% record to preserve against Treaty United. Wexford start the night in third spot and welcome Athlone Town to Ferry-Carrick Park. UCD play Finn Harps and Bray make the trip to Kerry. Cody Gakpo remains a doubt for Liverpool's Premier League meeting with Southampton at Anfield tomorrow. However, Arne Slot says he doesn't expect the Dutch international's injury to be a long-term one. He's described tomorrow's game as the first of three finals in a week for the Premier League leaders. They play their Champions League second leg against PSG on Tuesday night before next weekend's Carabao Cup final. Gakpo aside, some have claimed Liverpool have been lucky with injuries this season, but Slot says it's not purely down to luck.
If you think injuries are only a part of luck or bad luck, then we've been lucky. But we tend to try to believe in the fact that we try to prevent them from a certain way of working. So that we don't have many injuries, I don't see that as luck. I see this as, first of all, top professionals. Our players do everything to stay fit. And second of all, great facilities and a great staff. But yeah, you need to show this over a longer a period of time to consider it luck or bad luck. So if we can continue doing this for years without many big injuries, then it's probably also quality. Although you cannot go through a season in the Premier League and in the Champions League and all these cups we play in this country without any injury. I said it before, Diogo Jota has been out for 3 or 4 months without a start. Alisson Becker has been out for weeks, maybe even months. Trent has been out, Conor Bradley. So Joe Gomez is out now for 3 months. So we also have our injuries, but yeah, you cannot go through a season without an injury. It's more the amount of injuries that you hopefully try to prevent. And it could be luck, but I hope that we do things in the right way, that it's not only luck, but it's also doing things in the right way.
Newcastle's injury problems have got worse, with defender Sven Botman expected to be out for the next 8 weeks. He needs surgery to clear fluid from his knee. It comes after Lewis Hall was ruled out for the rest of the season with a foot problem that requires an operation. Anthony Gordon is suspended for the League Cup final. Manager Eddie Howe admits he's facing a lot of challenges.
It's not been the best of weeks, is it? I think it's been one of those weeks that challenges you in the job that I'm in. I think you always need a level head. You need clear thinking and you need to put it always into perspective. We still have a very strong squad. We still have a very strong team.
Troy Parrott says they practiced the move that led to their match-winning goal against Tottenham in the Europa League last night. The Ireland striker played the ball that was diverted into the Spurs goal by Lucas Bergvall. And Parrott says they'd been working on that set piece before last night's first leg.
Yeah, it's a... Look, we've been saying before the game that we think we can do well. We want to try and win the game, and today we did that. I feel like, yeah, for us, it's a little bit disappointing because we had the chances to maybe score 2 or 3, but it's a win's a win. We know going into next week is going to be very difficult, so we have to prepare for that and yeah, try and go there and win again.
Yeah, you had the 1-1, which could have been the 2-0.
Yes, yeah, look, this happens. Of course, I want to score. Yeah, I'm not too down. I believe that more chances will come, and yeah, hopefully next time I can take it.
Yeah. The first goal, officially it's an own goal, but you were the one who gave the first kick.
Yeah, it's a look. yes, I would like the goal, but I don't care too much.
Really, you don't care that much about the goal?
No, it's a big goal for us as a team, especially at that time of the game. It's a it's a big goal. It's something that we walked on also, so it's nice to see what we walk on the training pitch come off.
This is what you train specifically, these type of moments?
Yeah, we walked on the corner before. Obviously, me spinning around the back, you can see here, and trying to get free at that back post. It's a bit of fortune, but it's what happens if you get into these positions.
That's what you need in this stage of a tournament.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good bit of fortune for us, but as I said, yeah, it's there's a little bit of a feeling there that maybe we could have scored more goals, which is it's a little bit disappointing. And in terms of going into the next game, as I said, we know it's going to be difficult. So I think it's about now focusing on the next one. So we're only halfway there.
And Steph Houghton says the WSL needs the jeopardy of relegation if it's to evolve. The governing body of the top two divisions is considering all possibilities amid reports relegation could be scrapped. Houghton, who won the WSL with Arsenal and Manchester City, says it's a huge call to make.
I'm a big fan of having the relegation, the promotion. I think it's important to kind of try and let teams invest, try and be the best that they can be in the league. And obviously them conversations are happening now, and hopefully they'll still continue to do what's best for English football.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.